Nah, we do. Tonight's special guest.
Chilling.
You know how we do. Making good music, just building. Working on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Got a lot of good things planned for the future, for the brand, for the site. You know.
Awesome.
Yes, yes. What about you?
Oh, I can't complain. I've been outside all day just making moves, trying to get a new car.
I hear that.
Stuff together. I can't be walking no more. It's too hot for that.
Damn right. Damn right. Metro cars cost too much nowadays.
Tell me about
it.
It's about to go up to $3. Can't do that
anymore.
Oh,
man. Gas money right there.
Mm-hmm.
For real. For real, for real. Tonight's special guest, we got Luana calling in on the check-in in a minute. This sister here does about everything. She a TV host, radio host,
beautiful.
Media manager, everything. Yeah, yeah. She's going to bail with us, you know. She got everything
and
going
on. She's a girl, which is even better.
Next
women
Oprah.
Empowerment. There you go.
That's right.
That's
she's
what
the
I'm
next
talking
Oprah,
about.
For real. That's what
there
I'm talking about. So you going to interview her early before she blow up. That's right. Before she blow up, become big, we're going to interview her here. That's right. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. That's what we do. That's what we do. It's only right. You know what I mean? You know, it's only right we get them, you know, stars early before they blow up, you know, so they can say, yeah, start on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. I remember them, you know. Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. What it is. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Let's get to that heat. Get it, baby.
But this was that.
We go easy, we go GZ, we go LV. Bad bitches with a dime piece. Money on my mind, so I never think my mind sleeps. 24/7, 7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustlers that stays in the street. Think about an M with another M. Total that together, what you got is him. Double G's up, double G's up. For my cool rat, throw your B's up. You're moving too fast, you need to ease up. This hot tech 9 can get you seized up. With males, women, and the money holds down, we up. You can catch me on the side, like a clean cut. Chilling in the Beamer, listening to Issa. Fresh like it's Issa, blowing on the Nina. Couple bad bitches just chilling with mad niggas. There's nothing to mess with us, you know that we cash get us on, baby.
Move on, move on, move on.
Lorraine, bitten the pop, ghost cigar smoke, gripping that thing, itching the pop toe. Yeah. Been interrogated and not spoken from where it ain't a Rolls Royce when niggas got ghosts. Niggas coming home to nothing. Mad at life cause a nigga grown with nothing. Not the brag type, but this old Rollie is frontin'. Swagged on the dice like every roll is nothing. Ha, my 3-year-old is something. Always grumpy like you getting old or something. Let me hold something, you hear that more than what's up. They think you more than up cause they see the foreign is tough. Poker face calling your bluff. Russell Simmons the block cause every morning's a rush. Y'all niggas boring to us. Don't even know who you are. Y'all ain't important to us. I'm in the days right now. Sipping Don Julio with the gays right now. I'm in the rage right now. I don't know half these niggas on the stage right now. Hustle to the grave right now. Third part of what got it in the cage right now. Feel like I'm in the maze right now. Only hit all the wall for the haze right now. I'm in the days right now. Blaze right now. Judge throwing the book in every page right now. Can't even look, feel the pain right now. Got me shaking like poop off the cane right now. Stain right now, I need the game right now. Enough fiends to take over the game right now. Niggas was hot, but they ain't right now. Speaking of hot, I'm on my way to the bank right now. I'm in the days right now. Sipping Don Julio with the gays right now. I'm in the rage right now. I don't know half these niggas on the stage right now. Hustle to the grave right now.
Man, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got a caller on the line. Caller, talk to us.
It's Real Talk with Luana that's in the building.
All right. That's what's up. Let everybody know what you all about.
Well, I'm actually, I work with Radio Soup. I work very closely with TJ Super Hype. So we help artists get known. We're ranked number 3 in the nation. And then I also have the number 1 operating web-based television talk show. And we also have a web-based television station. So we do a little bit of everything.
All right, young Oprah, that's what's up. How long have you been grinding for?
I've actually been doing this for a little bit over 2 years now.
That's nice, that's nice. What aspect do you like most about, you know, music?
I actually just caught my niche into it when I started working with Mr. Super Hype himself, who has like over 19 years in the industry, and just caught my niche when it came down to promo and, you know, helping out in that end.
How do you feel about the state of hip hop now?
Huh?
How do you feel about the state of hip hop now?
Well, I feel like a lot of artists really, they need to put themselves out there a lot more. And it just seems like, I mean, I'm from, you know, the music in the 90s, and I miss that type of hip-hop. They don't have, a lot of people don't, it's not the same.
That's
not the same.
It's not the same music. Like, you know, I'm from New York, so, you know, grew up on Biggie and Mary J. Blige, and that's just not really what's happening now.
Do you find it hard to multitask, like do the hosting, then do the radio, then do the web show? How do you manage to do it all?
I'm very good at multitasking. I don't find it hard. I mean, I feel like the biggest complaint is that a lot of artists do not put that time and their finances to make their career move. There's artists that get picked up alone on their social media, and if you've got 500 followers or a couple thousand followers, it's really not going to help you out when it comes on the major labels.
That's real. You only get in what you put out.
Yeah, basically. And a lot of artists really don't want to put the finances into their career to kind of make it move.
That's real. Other than that, if you can give some advice to indie artists, what would you tell them?
Get your social media game up. First and foremost, you have to get your social media game up. You need to be professional when you're speaking to people. That's a really big thing when I deal with artists. And, you know, you have to be good at your craft. There's a lot of pay-for-plays out here, but to be completely honest, I know that a lot of radio stations, just because you pay them, if the music isn't on point, they're not going to let you through.
I feel you. Some people give you your money back. They be like, yo, that ain't hot. Yo, get your money.
Well,
for real.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Basically. And I mean, just the music industry in general, I mean, I feel like a lot of the artists really aren't on their grind the way that they need to be.
I feel you. I know how it is.
So you guys have, like, do you guys rehearse, like, what you're going to say or what you guys going to talk about? Or you just wing it?
Oh, girl, no, I just wing it.
Okay, beautiful.
My show, my talk show, which happens every Sunday on Radio Super and Supervision.tv, it is a live, it's broadcast live, and it's also recorded, but the way that I do it is I actually went to school for journalism. So I do not rehearse questions. I don't go over questions. I don't send the guest questions. We go off of what they say and we just go from there. A lot of it, you know, you have to be good at you have to start out somewhere in your craft. And, like, definitely big shout out again to TJ Superhype because he did assist in that area. Because when I first started,
right,
it was, you know, trying to come up with my intro and stuff like that and stepping all over my words. And then you keep practicing and you get a hang of it.
You get better out of it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years from now?
Being on a network.
Awesome.
So definitely being on the network, continuously, just continued growth with even what we do over at Radio Soup and Supervision. We went from we were like in the 50s, so now we're number 3 ranked in the nation. So just continue growing, being able to help people in their career and things like that. So
beautiful. Do you have any new projects coming up?
Do I have any new projects? We're ready to make some different moves. Of course, it's all about growing. So I'm just about growing in. You'll see some things coming up pretty soon, but
awesome.
It's all
make sure
about,
you bring them through here.
It's all about growing and moving into that next level. As far as when you're doing something, even when you're an artist, you have to be good at your craft. I was talking to somebody the other night about you have to put work in even when you don't want to put work in, and I feel like a lot of people out here are very lazy when it comes down to that aspect. They're not putting the work in. You have to want this more than anything, because if somebody else wants it more for you than you want it for yourself, it's never gonna come to pass. And it's very important to build relationships with people, and building these relationships, especially with media. I feel like the younger generation in music do not really understand how important the media outlets are.
Right.
And, I mean, I see them blowing up, cussing all over up on Facebook and things like that. And that's not really going to get you signed. Because, to be completely honest, the way that you portray yourself, that's how people are going to look at you. And relationships are the key, because you never know who that person knows. And you never know who that person can connect you with. You don't know. You know, that person can connect you with, you know, the next person that can find you. And I just see that that's something that really lacks out here in this industry.
That's beautiful. We got the next
when
open
you say
in the
media,
building.
For real, when you say media outlets, you mean like hip-hop blogs and radio stations? And
I'm talking everything. Anyone that does media, you need to connect with them. You need to come up with, like, literally coming up with a spreadsheet of everybody that does every radio station. There's so many internet radio stations. There's FM stations. There's blogs. There's all of this. You need to connect with these people, because these people can actually help you move your career. Because when labels are looking at you, they're looking to see whether or not you even have a following. I hear people all the time, I deal with artists constantly that contact me up for packages and things like that, and their Twitter following is 24, 54 people. And I'm like, to be honest with you, no one's going to notice you with 24 or 54 people. Or they're cussing people out on Facebook. And I'm like, you have to be careful on how you portray yourself. You know, you want to get people involved in what you do, but cussing somebody out is not going to help you. It's just not. And I see it so much. I mean, I've literally, you know, and I have a pretty decent following and things like that, but I've literally deleted or unfollowed people because it's everything that comes out of you is in every other word is a cuss word. I really don't want that on my timeline.
Exactly. You see, Ben, stop cursing me out on Facebook. I'm telling you.
Oh, I bendito. Adios, Leos. I don't do that.
I keep telling you, stop doing that to me.
Adios, Leos. But as far as the Twitter followers, that's like, you know, it's two-folded because you got people out there paying for, like, you know, 100,000 Twitter followers, you know. They don't know none of them.
You know what? I think that it really – I think that if you put yourself out there, you can get that many Twitter followers. You can get –
without paying for it.
5K. Yeah, you can. You can get that. It's putting yourself out there. Anybody that is following me on Twitter, you can see that I do massive promo. There is stuff that is always going on with my feed. Like, and that's the biggest thing that I tell people with social media. With social media, you don't just send one tweet a day. Facebook,
right.
You don't just send one post a day.
Exactly. Consistency.
That's right. Or you just get tweet at her and I'll do it for you.
Exactly.
That's right. Or you could just buy a tweet at her and it tweets for you. Right? You know that program. You know.
Okay.
You know.
Keep posting hard. Even if you have to post 24 times a day, you got to do what you
got
to do.
That's why you
got to
tweet at her. It does it for you. It's autopilot. It's like, you know, autopilot.
Oh, I didn't know that, see? I'm learning something new every day.
To all your new followers, thank you for following. Yeah, tweet at her. Check it out.
Beautiful.
Good luck. That's what's up, though.
No, there's definitely different things out there to kind of help you get out there. But you should, you know what, to be honest, if you're in the music and you're really not good at it, you should look at hiring somebody that's in promo, that's, you know, good at what they do. And, you know, social media, it's an art. It's not just, everybody can't just jump on it.
Exactly.
That's right.
What advice would you give if somebody was trying to follow in your footsteps?
Number one, go to school.
Okay.
First step is getting that knowledge, going to school. I went to the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. I learned a lot. And getting mentors. And listen, I mean, I'm not always good at that part. You know, sometimes I like to talk.
Oh, yeah,
But listen, I mean, having people that know the industry, like I said, you know, I've said it several times during this interview, is just like the owner that owns the whole super conglomerate, TJ Superhype. He's a, you know, great mentor, a great boss, and he has a lot of knowledge. You want to get around somebody that has knowledge that you can soak up from because they're going to help you get to the next step. A real leader isn't about competition. A real leader is looking to lead their people higher than where they're at. That's a real leader. And you know what, a lot of people is, okay, I'm not trying to, you know what, I don't want you to take my spot. What is for you is for you. Ain't nobody can take it from you. But you got to get around those people that can mentor you and get you to that place. And it's going to be, when you're trying to get to the top, it ain't going to be easy. Like, there's no, it's definitely not going to be anything easy. You're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have setbacks. You're going to probably cry a lot of tears just to get to the top. Anyone that's been successful, if you look at any of these rappers, I mean, media hosts, anyone that's been successful, I mean, you got them that went bankrupt and was living in their car, but they were still producing music, and you never knew. So you're going to have to walk through those times, but if you push through and you really walk through those times and you get those right people around you, you know, you will succeed. I personally, you know, because I'm a strong believer, very spiritual, so I believe that you do need to have God in your corner. And with having God in your corner, he's going to get you to that next step. And that's what your purpose is. Nothing can stop your purpose because, like I said, whatever he has for you is for you. I think that you got to not be, you know, and I know I've been bad at this sometimes, back when you know everything. You know, you got to sit back, shut up, and just listen, because there's people that's been in this industry a lot longer than you have, and they can help you avoid those problems. Because you may have gone through, you know, there are certain things that you don't have to go through because the next person can help you through it.
I couldn't say it no better than myself, man, for real. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Real talk, Luana. We just going to call you Young Oprah for today.
Yeah.
All right?
You got to just
today. Young Oprah for today. You know what I mean? That's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little heat,
right,
come back.
That.
Yeah, you all right with that? It's cool with you?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All right, that's cool with you. All right. We come right back.
Fast money. We grind it hard over here.
Fast money.
Hey, it's Ben Frankie.
Let's get it, Ben.
Fast money. Add it up.
Fast money.
Chop it. I said that I'm holding rich.
Grind hard today,
tomorrow grind harder.
If it ain't a wrong, we're getting cake, why bother? Contemplate on getting mine larger.
Let that money pass.
We don't fuck around.
We getting in
and getting rid of it quicker than it comes.
Boy, you better get you some.
In the words of Ben Franklin, all money's legal when that currency's exchanging.
Another satisfied customer, charging to the game.
They ain't like me, I grind harder when I slam.
Get that bread stacked in,
recoup of my investments, and take what I invest
and put it back in.
And just let it keep flipping
a couple times.
For more than one hustle,
watch me juggle mine.
Press these streets like they stole cash from me. Get it how you live,
do it big if you get it.
Progressing, and always on the lookout for people who are positive.
Yeah, I think female empowerment is extremely huge. I actually did a woman empowerment show about a month ago. I brought about 10 women from different businesses, and they all had to actually exchange a gift from their business with each other. And it was just empowering. I think that our youth is lacking a lot of empowerment, and they're lacking a lot of female mentors. And
exactly.
We, as women, really need to step up, because our youth out here are seeing, you know, unfortunately, the music isn't helping, but they're seeing, okay, they're getting pregnant, They're having sex before their time. They're dropping out of school. Like, they don't even see what they could do. They can honestly do anything. Or, hey, I'm going to, like, modeling is a new best thing. And I actually, you know, I'm a little bit biased on that just because I actually used to model back in New York. So I'm a little biased on it because I think that there's more to women than just sitting out here and modeling.
Right.
You can do so much more. I use the example is that because a lot of designers, they look at you as a hanger, and that's it. You're just presenting their clothes. But why not be somebody with a brain? Why not be somebody that starts their own business? Why not be someone that launches their own career? And I don't think that we're really showing our youth that that's what they can do, that they can do anything that they put their mind to. And you can be this powerful CEO. I mean, years ago, women weren't even allowed to do that. They fought for rights to be able to work. And now it's not even like they want to work.
No,
you know,
are you trying to find the next man
with money? And I'm like, you know, get your own hustle up.
Exactly.
And
I don't
see that a lot in this generation. I know experience as far as myself. When I was in school, I could not find a female mentor for nothing. But I have, like, I could name about 10 or 20 male mentors that really pushed me and still push me even to this day to where I'm at right now. And women, it's like, when are we going to step up and mentor the other women instead of being fearful that they're going to take your position or they're going to take your shine?
Well, you're going to be in that position one day where you could teach a lot of young women, you know. Ain't that right?
Definitely. I mean, I think that's what it's all about. I don't think that it's really about holding on to things. I just read a post earlier about are you stingy with your gifts that God gave you? And you know, one of the things is I think that we need to get to a place where we're down to help each other to the point where we're not intimidated by what somebody else has.
Exactly.
Right. That's real right there.
Yeah, when you know your talent, you don't have to worry about what somebody else is doing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think we worry too much about the next man.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
Do you ever go hard on yourself? You know, sometimes
I'm very hard on myself.
I could have done this different.
I'm in a transition period even right now in some things, and I'm completely hard on myself. Like, if I would have did this, then this wouldn't happen. If, you know, I would have acted like this, this wouldn't happen. I am very, very – I'm probably harder on myself than anybody else is. And sometimes it's a good thing, but, you know, sometimes it's a bad thing because you have to understand that you're going to make mistakes, you're going to mess up. But what are you going to do to move on? One of the biggest things is you have to take responsibility for your actions, you know, and you have to learn to move past things. And I know personally, just with some of the things I've walked through, I've struggled in that area. So now I'm looking like, okay, how do you not make the same mistake over and over and over and over and over again? You know, start making the good decisions and stop being so hard on yourself because, you know, you're going to mess up. And that's one of the things that as women, we can beat ourselves up to the fullest. And we beat ourselves up really, really bad. You know, we're really, really hard on ourselves. And we need to sometimes step back and you need to look at the whole picture. What did you do right? What did you do wrong? Look at the positive. Look at what came out of it. Then, you know, walk that out from there. I mean, tomorrow's always a new day. And you got to kind of move on, like, okay, well, tomorrow's a new day. I messed up over here, but I can do this. You know, that's just really, really how I've learned to look at things, is I always have tomorrow, you know, to wake up and change something. I'm not in the ground yet. Now, if I'm in the ground, there's nothing I can do about changing what I did yesterday.
Exactly.
I hear that. Where do you think the music industry is headed in the next 10 years?
Right now, not good.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like not good at all. Like I listened to some of the hustle is not there. It's not there. Like I said, you know, I know I keep bringing them up and everything, but that's one person that I really look up to that has hustled in this industry. And like a little background on TJ, he was in the industry. He's been in the industry for over 19 years, and he interned himself, you know, with Jive Records, ran the number one recording studio in New York. He hustled. He interned for free. Where do you see people actually doing that? They're not hustling. They're not putting forth the effort in order to, you know, make it to that next level. They're not doing it. And they're not working on their craft. I mean, the stuff that they rap about now, I'm like, where's the storyline at? Exactly. I remember growing up on Biggie, and he really talked about what was going on in the streets. No one's talking about what's going on in the streets. Even Mary J. Blige, and even if you do, you know, with what she did with R&B, she's done her thing, and you could feel her pain. You could feel, like, when she sang, you felt it. You know,
because it's
music,
a true story. It's real,
yeah,
real stuff that really
you.
Happens. I can't.
Nah.
That's real stuff like me popping bottles doesn't really happen to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to hear no drama and all that stuff. Damn, Mary back in the days, soulful.
Yeah, like I'm trying to hear what can help me out of my situation. If I'm in the street,
exactly.
Even when it came down to Biggie, even though he was selling drugs, he was really talking about. This is what goes down. See, everybody looks at New York as this place of dreams. When you're really from it, like I was raised in Harlem. I understand the heartache. I needed to hear about the heartache so I could relate. When you're really from New York, you know what it's like to struggle and get your hustle on and sit in there and you may not have food. You heating the house up with a stove. You living in a project. That's what New York like if you're really from New York. But a lot of people, they fake the funk, you know, and that's why that music sold, because you could relate to it. You could relate to what was going on, and it could help you through your things. Nowadays, yeah, let's talk about Big Butts. Let's talk about, you know, getting drunk, and that's really, like, it's really doing something. And it's not doing nothing for anybody. It's not empowering.
Right.
Now you got kids shooting kids. Now you got little girls getting pregnant, you know, wearing, look older than I do, you know, wearing short little booty shorts because that's what they see. And when you're an artist and you get out there, you have to understand that you are a role model whether or not you want to be or not.
Exactly.
That's right. I know that's right. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Young Oprah rocking with us. We gonna play a little heat, come back. Let's get it.
This shit, bang.
What? Yeah.
Dramatic nigga.
Fake niggas, yeah, got the gym. Oh, you thirsty, get out my DM. But you live for the paper. Honey proof, no chaser. That's your bitch, I'ma take. What a bag, girl, I need some cookies. Work, take a cookie approach. Home, yeah. Mama, for real. Cloud, yeah, got me a little. Fuck that, I'm ready to pop me a pill and turn this motherfucker up. Why? Turn this fucker up. Why? You looking too long, boy, I fuck you up. Why? Driving in the rough, glide with a strut. Why? Married to the grind, about to buy me a tuck. Hey. Nigga, I'm fresh, yeah. Nigga, I'm neck. Yeah. Gold on my chest, yeah. Holes on my left, yeah. Gold on my right. Yeah. This is my life. Yeah. I'm about to make a movie, I need to call Spike. The first show. Yeah. I don't do hate, you understand me? Smoke and I get cake, you understand me?
Yes,
real
yes,
nigga all day,
yes.
You understand me? It's all day, you understand me? It's all day. Too hot, you can't.
then I get cake. You understand me? Real nigga all day. You understand me? It's all day. You understand me? It's all day. You understand me? What? You understand me? What? You understand me? Yeah, like it's all day. Yeah, all day.
Where the hoes at? When I'm in town, know where that pros at. Know I've been down. Where the hoes at? When I'm in town. When I'm in town. Where the hoes at? When I'm in town, know where that pros at. Know I've been down. My fit is on Pluto, you know, Pluto with the kick game. That's the book rain, been in a couple doses, I ain't talking about a big plane. Nigga Skip Bell is hating and I see a player. And some rare ass bees being skating neighbor. And your baby mama trying to play the field, no wonder why she better had her sitting by the Laker player. Stable Seneca, we put up like 40, Italy with the homies and started with my cannoli. Back to L.A., Flight Club, Melee, Grey Zone, I can make a broad, I can yell it, put it in a mouth. Understand me?
I don't do fake. You understand me? I don't do hate. You understand me? Smoke and I get cake. You understand me? Real nigga all day. You understand me? It's all day. You understand me? It's all day. You understand me? What? You understand me? What? You understand me? What? Like this all day. You understand me? What?
Make this look easy. Swear to God, I make this look easy. On my mind. Make this look easy. Swear to God, I make this look easy.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Real Talk, Luana rocking with us. What's going on, sis?
enjoying the interview over here.
That's right. So what you have, you know, in the future plans, what you got, you know, what you got coming up, new shows, you know?
Definitely, like I say, I encourage everybody to check out the Fortress of Solitude every Tuesday night. We always say it's for true lovers of hip-hop only. He definitely does his thing, maxing out listeners on the server every single night he does it. So he definitely does what he does. So make sure you check out TJ Super Heights. Check out Radio Super, of course, playing hip-hop 24/7, 7 days a week. And then, of course, my show is every Sunday on supervision.tv. Actually, this Sunday, we have, he's a director and a writer, a film director and a writer, and he's going to be coming on. His name's Lonnie, and he's going to be coming on talking about his new play. It's American Cutie, but it's like really crazy. It just talks about, I guess, the mother that slept with the sister and just a whole bunch of family drama. So we're bringing him on to kind of talk about his play. And then the following week, we were going to do a suicide show, but I'm being led to do more of a show about abandonment issues. So I have an author that is going to be coming on, and she's a really powerful woman that, you know, was abandoned by her birth mother, and I'm actually still looking for some guests to bring into the studio. But we're going to talk about what abandonment does and how it messes up your relationship. That's one of the things with Real Talk with Luana is we're really focused on, you know, how do you get better? If one person watches my show and their life has changed, then you know what? Then God used me right. And that's really where I'm at. And especially I understand how strong the abandonment issue can really mess with you. And it can mess up personal relationships. It can mess up business relationships because of that issue. And I think that we need to kind of stop hiding a lot of this stuff that we talk about. We put it under the rug. We put so many of these issues, these taboo issues, if you're in foster care, if you're abused, we're not going to really talk about what you have to walk through when we get older. We're just going to throw you to the wolves and hopefully you make it out. If not, hey, it's whatever. And we need to start talking about these issues because that's the only way our younger generation is going to get through, and that's when we're going to be more successful in the things that we do. I mean, your past does not have to be your future, and it's just walking through your past and understanding, like, listen, okay, this does not have to be my future anymore. So we're doing some things like that, and that's really where I'm trying to take the show to, is hitting those important topics instead of so much not focusing on all the time authors or businesses and things like that, but really trying to get people healed.
Would you ever consider doing acting? Like, I see a lot of hostess that they go from.
You want to know what's funny? I just got called today to be in a couple films. So yeah, that's
wow.
It's actually in the works. There's somebody that contacted me today and how they want me to be in a couple of their films. So
yeah, that's awesome.
In the works. Definitely acting. Definitely looking into possibly a clothing line, too. I love fashion. So there's a lot of things that are in the works that are getting ready to take place. I want to inspire, like I said, the youth. My heart really goes out to younger women. And just being able to let them see that there is somebody that they can look up to. You know, I really want to deal with one of the biggest things I want to deal with is rape. And that's really where my heart is at, because there's so many girls that don't deal with that. And then once you've had that happen, you get taken advantage of throughout your whole life.
Right.
So I'm trying to work on some things like that and just work on individuals that have been through foster care and stuff like that. But we have to come together as a community instead of thinking that one person. I'm only one person, and yes, I've been blessed with working on a platform that has given me a lot of leeway to make my career where it's at. But at the same time, I need my other sisters to step up. I need us
exactly.
to come together and be able to help everybody together. You know what? So one of the reasons why I don't feel like a lot of guys respect women is look at how we treat each other. We backbite and we talk about each other and we hate this one because she's pretty or this one has this, and this one's dating this, and it just needs to stop. We need to come together as sisters and just really unite.
Exactly. Empower each other, not hate against each other.
Yeah, and I see a lot of that all the time. I see so many women that are just hating against each other because you're mad because, you know, she's a so-called pretty girl, or you're mad because,
boobs or bigger ass. Yeah, that's what I see all the time.
Like, why? Why are you hating? Why don't you get to know the person? Maybe you can actually help the person. Maybe there is something that turns you off, or maybe something you tell them and they don't know that it actually turns you off. You could act stuck up and don't even know you act stuck up because ain't nobody took the time out to tell you, wait, you know what, sis, I'm sorry, but let me tell you about you. Let me tell you, you know what, this isn't cute because this is the way that you're portraying yourself. But if nobody tells you, how do you know what to change? You can't change it if you don't know, because if that's all you've known for your whole life, you're going to act that way.
That's real. We need to get to your own network.
I got to ask. What's your sign?
You know what? Whatever God has, he has. And I'll leave it at that. Whatever he has, he has.
That's up. And you know, with the whole indie game really coming up, how do you feel it plays a part for aspiring artists not really needing major labels anymore?
With them not needing major labels?
Yeah, you know.
First of all, I feel like everybody's trying to be a rapper and everyone's trying to open up a label and they don't know nothing about a label. Do you know how many artists I meet that's not even registered with BMI and ASCAP? Okay, newsflash, any artists that are listening, that is how you get spin count. And you don't even have your stuff copywritten where somebody can take your stuff. And you know what? Everybody's trying to do a record label, but they don't even have their business in order. They don't even know business principles. They don't even know how to get their music on iTunes. Like, so you need to kind of be schooled by the game. number one, okay? Because a lot of these artists don't know nothing about what they're doing. And they think that, hey, if I put a song on YouTube, I'm doing something. No, you're not. You need to get your music registered. You need to have an official album. You need to do things the right way. I do feel like, you know, as far as, you know, the major labels and stuff, to be completely honest, major labels are looking at your following. Major labels are looking at, you know, what have you done by yourself. They want a package. They don't just want, it ain't like back in the day where they just wanted an artist off the street. And you didn't have to have nothing and they were promoting you and everything like that. They want a package now. And a lot of artists don't even know how to get their own package together. They don't even understand about press releases. You know, shows, getting yourself out there and hustling at shows and things like that. Like, if I'm a major label, why would I bring you over somebody else? Their social media is up. They got a package together. You know, they're already known and their music is good. Everything's already set. Wouldn't that be a win-win for me? Because I'm really not spending that much money now at that point in time.
That's real. Artists need to get their stuff together. Stop playing.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, it's bad when you hear how many artists don't even understand. Like, I've had artists be like, well, what is BMI?
Wow.
All right. It's time to get off the phone now.
Put the mic down. Yes, put the mic
down.
Yeah,
it's time to go now. I mean, you have to look out for yourself. Ain't nobody else is going to look out for you. And do your research on people. Do your research. Find out if somebody's really legit.
That's real. That is so real. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Young Oprah on the check-in. Pleasure having you on the show, sister.
Thank you.
Dropping a lot of jewels.
Thank you so much. If, like I said,
where
if anybody's looking to reach me, you can follow me on Twitter, Real Talk Luana, and I'm on Facebook also. I have a fan page, Real Talk with Luana, and you can also email me at luana@radiosupa.com.
That's what's up. Tell TJ I said what's up, because he know me, man. Just say Ben Frey, he knows.
Yeah,
he knows who you are.
He's probably listening now. So a big shout out to him and everything he does with Radio Supa.
Yeah. Radio Supa.
He's definitely a pioneer. If anybody's trying to learn something, that man right there definitely does his thing, and he is a huge, huge pioneer in what he does with the radio station and things like that. So shout out to him and everything that he's doing right now. I know that he actually has a super lyrical project that's going to be coming up on July 2nd. Nobody does it. You got 15 MCs in one place.
That's amazing.
What? That's amazing.
15 MCs. So on Tuesday, on July 2nd, y'all want to make sure y'all tune in to Live from the Fortress of Solitude on Radio Supa. You know, anyone that wants to get their, if you're looking to get your stuff out, you know, definitely shoot me an email. You know, Luana, LOUANNA at radiosupa.com. You know, we do get artists exposed, so.
That's real. That's what's up. Definitely everybody shoot their music out. Because, you know, Radio Supa, they big time, man. They've been rocking for a long, long time, man. They definitely
mm-hmm.
big internet radio guy.
Hitting 4 years in December, so.
That's right. Well, any inspiring words you want to leave with us, young Oprah?
Just keep your head up, and you gotta make that hustle. You know, ain't nobody else gonna do it for you.
Exactly.
No, that's right. So, pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much for being with us.
No, thank mm-hmm. you so much for inviting me onto the show. I had an awesome time, and you guys have finished out a great Wednesday night.
Thank you.
Definitely. Keep doing big things.
Thank you.
All right, now.
Okay.
That's what's up. Peace. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
You hear it first.
Yes, Young Oprah, you heard it first. Remember where that name came from, when she blow, you know, remember we started that first.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
Right.
She empowers women. She does a whole different, that's amazing. We need more people like that in the world.
That's
we need
right.
people who you don't have to hate on the next person when you could be doing something even better. You know what I'm saying? And that's awesome
right.
to have a positive mind just like that.
That's what karma is all about. Each one teach one, go around, come around, you know. So
exactly.
It's only right. It's only right. Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, you know how we do. Get your mind right, get your money right. We got that rundown in a second. You know the hip-hop,
favorite
global politics.
On the show.
All of that good stuff you already know.
Oh, wait, well, we're going to play some meat first.
Yeah, you know it. I can't say it no better. You already know how we do. You know the format. Let's get it.
American me, the lifestyle, the kings that we dream. Crack stuff in the white vials as we sing in the theme. Bringing the queens, competitors, the regulars, the idiots, the hideous, the grotesque. Shackled by oblivious, or shackled by the ignorance. A lot of people searching for deliverance, but can't find it. So be reminded, everything I say is just to cause a lost innocence.
Uh-huh.
Especially when the cops used to keep us off premises.
Ooh.
I build a dark genesis, a brand new beginning. Revolution's on the way, the sisters my arch nemesis. Civil rights era, these brothers just fought limitless. Still haven't progressed. Call it a process. While we digest food that's mostly been processed and drinking the devil's potion. Excuse me, I digress. America, America, land of the buffoons, where these characters are buried, building up their platoons. The earth, stars, and the moon. Truth you wouldn't assume. Guess we married to the lies. I no longer be the groom. True.
America, America, America. Irrelevant without the dead president. America,
blowing my spliff.
Oh, yeah.
Torture to you, keeping it lit.
Uh-huh.
We was black militants, now we blood and grips. Time spent before the process, yeah. Call them counterfeits, you know who I be. Rap's noble true, Ali.
Uh-huh.
We black Asiatic, got the car true with me. Slaves built the White House, American dream is alive now.
Get it,
I got soldiers stuck in jail for life now. Fathers are killing the government, raising our children.
Uh-huh.
There's drug stealing, the media betraying killings. Drug sales and jail sales, it all runs parallel. Everybody, people chasing on the carousel. I hate 9 to 5 in on the pay job in memories of me sick and constant. Man of the saints, home of the rising.
Cause I have a dream.
Like a movie.
fuck with the set. Fucker with lames, you fucking upset. Rolling the dice and I'm placing my bet. Making it rain and them bitches get wet. This is a threat, nope, this is a promise. Taking your bitch, nigga, mission accomplished. All of my dick on, I'm missing the harness. Taking them shots and see in the target. We in this bitch, bottles lit just like TNC. Outside, DMV, exotic whip, no COP. Cross T, me G-O-D. Suits late, no COP. D-O-A, that's D-O-D. Cannons on deck, nigga, C-O-D. You talking, a nigga really live that life. I live, I'm stuck in one time. A nigga trying to get it twice. I get it, broadcast. Know a nigga, two lives. Got it lit, we in this bitch. Like the bitch with her two sides. So, let the cameras flash. I know you see me.
I know you see me.
Hey, yeah, we in this bitch. Bottles lit, TNT. Now let them cameras flash. Hey, watch me do me.
Watch me do me.
Where I'm from, you'll get shot like a movie.
In that paper plane, get a 4-5 on my hip. Cause them niggas playing them hater games. I'm different, nigga, we not the same. No cops back, I'm taking aim. Take snapshots, then cop your fame. We ain't riding right, we in different lanes. I've been afraid, I'm getting paid. Dirty cash, money, many made. Shining on them, they throwing shade. Same story, different page. DC, that new brigade. We eating, y'all getting hunger pains. Rent money, my designer frame. Big paper, y'all small change. Bad bras, I keep them. G-A-J, like a weekend. Smoking and I be drinking. Doing shit, no shaking. Wanting that where I come from. Shouts out to my day one. Bronze bread like Big Pun. My goons toting up big guns. Yeah.
Let them cameras flash. I know you see me.
I know you see me.
Hey, yeah, we in this bitch. Bottles lit, TNT. Now let them cameras flash. Hey, watch me do me.
Watch me do me.
Where I'm from, you'll get shot like a movie.
Big. 50 Cent, he's been in the game for like a little over 10 years now. He's pretty much already an icon in his own right. You know what I'm saying? You know,
exactly.
Definitely started off, you know, real strong when he first came in the game. Sold 10 million records of his first album. That's big. And, you know, he kept it going with the vitamin water, you know.
He's in everything. He's in a little bit of everything,
right.
Even when you don't see him.
That's right. He's a prime example as where, you know, a lot of artists, they get in the game and get money. He's a prime example in the fact that, you know, you got to put your money to work. Once you make money, you got to put money to work or it's going to run out. I'm saying that's what he did. He took the money he made from music. He put it in the vitamin water, and vitamin water blew up. Coca-Cola bought it, and he got cashed out, and that's how he got that $400 million. Now he's set for life, you know. It takes money to make money.
Bread. There you go.
Nah, it is. Next up, Jay-Z talks about his new album deal with Samsung. Now, this brother Hov, man, he on the next level. He's so ahead of the game. He said, fuck iTunes. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my album on Samsung's phones and sold a million albums just by being on the phone, and you can get the album free if you buy a Samsung phone. That's a genius idea. That's like
you know what's
putting the middle finger.
I've been trying to download that damn album.
Oh, you got the new Samsung?
Yeah, I got the new Samsung, so I've been trying to download his album, but I didn't know, you know, his phones are very advanced to me. I'm very slow. You know what I'm saying? So his phone started popping up doing some holograms type stuff from here. I'm like, oh, wait a second. I don't know how to work the Jay-Z album.
That's what's up. He got that new album, Magna Carta, Holy Grail. Definitely should be hot, man. That's such a smart business move. Just like, he just said, iTunes, you know what? Step aside iTunes. Hold on a second. Let me put y'all on some new game. I mean, ain't nobody never do nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? That's innovative. It takes somebody like Hov to do something like that. So, yeah, for real. Next up. Chuck D reflects on Public Enemy's message. Now, his brother here, Chuck D, definitely motivating figure. He definitely did a lot of big things, you know, 80s, 90s with Public Enemy, Def Jam. Definitely had some, you know, powerful songs, Fight the Power, you know. So many hits, man. Him, you know, Flavor Flav, the rest of the group, Professor X, Professor Griff, pardon me, Terminator X. Legends in their own right. Definitely check out that article. A lot of powerful stuff going on out there. Now, of course, this past Sunday was Father's Day. Happy, you know, belated Father's Day to all the good fathers out there. We got an article on here just, you know, highlighting the 10 best hip-hop songs celebrating fatherhood. So definitely check that out. A lot of good Father's Day songs, hip-hop songs that was made in the past. So definitely check out. We got the top 10, so check that out for real. Definitely. Now, on the business news, first up, America falls behind in creating entrepreneurs. Now, it's interesting, man, because, you know, around the world, people are definitely, you know, trying to catch up to the United States. And, you know, a lot of people around the world getting rich nowadays, you know, through, you know, natural resources, whether it's the Middle East or Africa or, you know, China got the big boom, manufacturing boom still going on out there. So a lot of millionaires is popping up around the world. Entrepreneurs popping up around the world. America is really turning into more of a service industry, more of, you know, consuming industry. Still got, of course, a lot of, you know, big entrepreneurs here in the States. But, you know, the world is changing. The rest of the world is trying to catch up, you know. And you can see it. You can see it in educational level, man, because we all know, you know, United States educational level, I think we're like number 22 in reading and number 17 in math or something like that in the whole world. So, you know, the kids overseas, they learn at a faster rate. They learn, you know, at a faster rate than the kids here, man. You know, everything's evening itself out. It is what it is. That's how it is. The world's changing. The rest of the world want to catch up to, you know, our standard of living. And it is what it is. See what happens with that. Next up, China asked U.S. to explain internet surveillance now. A lot of espionage going on, you know. Yeah, you know, U.S. is, you know, spying on China. you know, China's,
yeah,
you know, making fake iPhones.
Oh my God. Imagine I'm watching porn and they survive. That's crazy. That'd be crazy. They're watching me.
I don't know about all that, but yeah. They spying on each other and, you know, a lot's going on in the world. It's like, you know, a techno war with U.S. and China. You know, they making fake iPhones, we spying on them, back and forth, and, I don't know. That's a big country, so, you know, see what's going
to
happen in the future with that. That should be interesting. For real. Everybody, definitely check out that Futures Exchange page. We got some hot videos, some new hot videos of your favorite artists. Definitely check it out on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. We got that new Chris Brown dedication to Aaliyah video. Got that popping. We got that new Chief Keef video. We got that new Travis Scott T.I. video. We got that new Alicia Keys video. We got that new Master P video, Letter to My Daddy. That's hot for Father's Day. It just passed Sunday. So, you know, a lot of hot new videos on there. Everybody check that out on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, the Futures Exchange link. Everybody check out the Fashions Exchange link, too. Don't forget that. Summertime, you need some hot fashion. Look right when you're going out. Definitely got to look right. That's what it is, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Get your mind right, get your money right.
That's right.
We're going to finish off with some heat tonight. Let's get it, baby. Shout out to Young Oprah. Let's go.
Yeah. Raekwon Teflon in this motherfucker. Yo, Stell, what up? What's good? Wonder, what's show niggas the power right
this
now,
is the wrong
man.
Time, but I wish you were all mine.
From the rip, my old millionaire style, my swag on dip. Stay fresh in the freshest places. Flip papers, fly around Bugattis and yachts. Holding ice cream relations. It's like hitting a lot of winning. More money, more problems, you gotta be kidding. I'd rather sit up in the Bronx and poly some shit up. I'm usually breaking out age to slant and sit up. Boo, it's tight times, let me hustle. If anything you want, I'm there with all muscle. Cause when I'm in the streets, we eating more ruffles. Then we can play the sweets in Vegas, all the duffels. Cause you the queen, I'm the king, be a rider. A man with a game plan, stressing, ain't a rider. So let me paint pictures, say Chris, we providers. Be real, realer than real, word to mama.
This is the wrong time, but I wish you were all mine. I ain't trying to wait, listen to me, but what's the man to do?
In the town, keep it running. Ice on his neck and his arms with more money. Jump into the 250 zone, getting blunted. Pockets carry more than a stack, we all frontin'. Rich black African dons getting cheddar. Shorty no better, let's blow, bring the Beretta. Showing off the ball, you walk, nigga, you welcome. But you can stay here and be rich with me and help him. I'm just crazy with it, fly slick intelligence. He play high on the scripts and flip pelicans. My whole clique is in this bitch, 10 elephants. Who stay fresher than us? That's irrelevant. True, yeah, nothing but a G thing. Woo, yo, they be coming through a peace game. Boo, I know it's over, baby, keep playing. Oops, I'm out of energy, speed change.
Long time, real. I wish you were all mine.
International
fly shit.
Is that good? Come out the spot with that good shit.
I'm all confused.
About that rich fly live nigga, man. That hole of four every time, man. Anytime you see me, I'm rolling. I'm rolling.
rolling right. Believe that.
Oh yeah. Special occasion tonight. Got put the lights in the house tonight. Yours truly, Ben Frank in the house tonight. Check.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. See the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'.
Get it, man.
See the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh.
Come on, me back it up, cause my son's spectacular. Like Spider-Man, I have a caught up in the web, I weave. Ball hawk collecting G's in a Tel Aviv. My chocolate mommy said she loved me cause I let her breathe. Inhale, exhale, used to have the next cell, chirping with the next cell. Now I spit the punchline, that'll leave your head swell. On front line, no more playing, set trail. So on your mark and set go. Ain't nothing petty over here, we stack a lot of jet dough. Just started the escrow, and I'm seeing return of investment. Popping bottles with a chick and a best friend. They study wine and I'm steady shining. Heavy grinding, dancing like their pants are already climbed in. I'm God's son, lady with a God flow. Life's good now, that's why I'm stunting them hard, yo.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty. Back it up. Kick
shit.
Add it up.
Money on the table. The guard never pass it up. Quarter pounder, that's out. Your baby mom, bag it up. Good with the Franklin. Turn the Frank, rack him up. Good with the Franklin. Real estate, add it up. Frank be chillin'. Frank be chillin'. What more can I say? The guard building. Look coast to coast. They drug dealin'. USA try to play. Guard children. Pull a horse, match the horses in my beamer. Bet against man, you can f***ing re up. Checkmate, we up. 10 shots, 3 cups. Leave around 10 seconds. We dang with the D cup. See us winning. New York City, I'm on no ceilings. I talk grind with the dealers. You wanna play cards with the f***ing dealers. You wanna swim with the sharks. I can make you feel it.
Life be chillin'. Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin'. Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick sh, add it up.
Oh my bleed. Let it play.
Yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We have a great show tonight.
Make sure everybody tune in next Wednesday from 7 to 8:30. We'll be back on bringing you some more heat, some more hip hop news, some more fashion news, anything. We got everything and anything for everybody.
For real, everything. Whatever you need, we got it. Talk about everything over here. That's right. For real.
Once again, thanks to Young Oak for tuning in with us. It was a pleasure having her on the show.
Yes, real talk, Luana. Definitely, definitely. Salute to you, sister, doing big things. Young Oprah. Shout out to Radio Super, TJ. I see you out there doing big things out there on the West Coast, man. Keep doing big things with the radio show. It's what we do, man. You know, get your mind right, get your money right, each one teach one. Tip off Stock Exchange Radio. Mm-hmm. You know it. I'm going to leave y'all with a little... Excuse me. You got a little heat. Finish off the show. That's what we do. Let's get it.
30B.
Yeah. Loud. That's my mission. That's my mission. All my niggas off loud. We do this every day, man. Ain't no competition. No. M-A-D. That's my mission. That's my mission. Real niggas stand up. For all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top. No competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover. You gotta deal with it. For all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission. I'm at the
active. Yeah. 30 shit to them addicts. By any mean, I'm getting cabbage. Started off with a nick.
Yeah.
Turn that shit to a half brick. Turn the camp to my block and then I smash it.
Bitch.
For all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission.
That's my mission.
I'm at the finish. At the top.
No competition.
No competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga.
My real nigga.
This is takeover, you gotta deal with us. For all this, I'm paper chasing, that's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with us.
This is takeover, my nigga, the break going. I'm about to show you what happened after you make the soda. I'm about to show you what happened after you make the quota. I'm about to show you what happened when money is your motive. A lot of niggas rapping, but they ain't like me and mad. My chick thick, yeah, she bad. And she got Serena swag. Rocking them great bands, cooler than eight fans. I pull my dick out and she prays it like amen, amen. I've been rapping for a long time. And truth be told, these niggas ain't nowhere inside of mine. I've been rapping for a long time. And truth be told, these niggas ain't nowhere inside of mine. And that's where the man, BKA the money. On the camp, we good fellas, I'm Paulie and he's Sunny. That's where the man, BKA the money. On the camp, we good fellas, I'm Paulie and he's Sunny.
For all this, I'm paper chasing, that's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with us. For all this, I'm paper chasing,
that's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top,
no competition.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it.
How we shine, ain't nothing like it.
like a jewel when you stunt. Shout out to the hustlers that get it every month. Shout out to the killers with the hammer by their waist. Screaming for the DA if their lawyer beat the case. Ain't nothing like trial when they're facing 15. Nothing like dirty money when you turn the clean. Nothing like a nine with the infrared beam. Nothing like pushing weight just to get cream. Nothing like a real nigga who you know is loyal. Cause the worst come to worst, they like water when they boil you. Ain't nothing like a coupe when they ride. Ain't nothing like a bed when she come to slide. Ain't nothing like a millie who you know to keep a roller. Shout out to my n- rolling loud, blowing killer. Something like a boss, think I'm Ricky Rose. And break it down, get their memo. Could you tell them what I'm saying, what I'm saying?
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it.
Swerving in my X5, yeah, ain't nothing like it. Sour in my Dutch, nothing like it.